Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Occasionally things happen in our personal lives that we share on the show because you guys do the same with us. You are always sharing what is happening in your life. So we like to do the same thing here. And producer Dan, the floor is all yours.
All right. So my girlfriend Kaylee and I had our first date, I would say like November 1st of like 2023. Okay. So it's been like a year and a half, which wow, that went by real fast.
It did. And we stand because she saved your life. But go on.
She did save my life.
I swear
with
to God,
this
is a hill that I will stand and yell on for the rest of my entire life.
And we spend most of our time together now as relationships kind of evolve. And so we were discussing it, and we made a decision recently that we're going to move in together.
Hey,
and
let's go.
She officially decided not to renew her lease with her landlord. So she will be out of her current residence by the end of August.
So it's getting real, you're saying.
We got a couple months to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling, Dan?
I feel good. I mean, we spend almost every night together anyways. So it just, this isn't the most romantic thing in the world to say, but it just makes sense too.
No.
If we're going to be together all the time and we're both spending exorbitant fees for two different places, let's just stay in the same
place.
It makes
great sense. I don't think it has to be romantical. I mean, you know, as you say, but I do know that, you know, the Dan that I've known for these many years, something like this usually would make you sweat, and you seem really like at peace with this, like you're excited about it, and I love to see that. That makes my heart feel very, very full.
Yes, I love her, Kennedy,
because she's empty in here, so thank you. I needed that.
But she currently,
and I'm so glad you love her, Dan.
She currently lives in Medford with three other roommates.
Yeah,
and I live alone, but she will not move into my apartment because
spiders.
She thinks it's infested with spiders because
which
I live
it
on
is
ground level. Whose side are you on?
The spider side.
Kaylee's always.
She thinks I'm the spider lord. So we're going to have to find a new place together that will just be ours instead of one of ours.
Now, has Kaylee ever lived with somebody like that before?
She moved out when she went to college.
Okay.
So she had roommates, and then she moved back home, and now she lives with roommates again. But I don't know if she's lived one-on-one with like a partner before.
Hmm. Have you made decisions about what city you want to live in? Like, do you want to stay where you are and she wants to stay where she is? Is there some kind of conversation that's going to have to be said there?
We're definitely going to have to talk about what city we're going to live in.
Yeah.
I'm open to wherever, but I think she might want to stay more in our area.
Yeah.
Kaylee, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Should I never gave you her number?
I know Carson has me on speed dial.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. I also just wanted to ask, Dan, there was a spider the other night at your house. I didn't say anything.
That's very big of you.
Look at the growth with both of you. I just love it.
Kennedy, the amount of spiders I've killed And I feel bad. I like spiders. They eat flies.
Well, the matter of fact that you've had to say how many spiders are in your apartment complex makes me a little worried. And I would say to Kaylee, yeah, it's time to get out of there too.
So, Kaylee, let me ask you,
so
how are you feeling knowing that you're going to be moving in with somebody that you love as opposed to just having a roommate?
I mean, I'm so excited. Like Dan said, we're together most of the week. And it's just easier. I mean, we live 10 minutes away from each other, so it's really not like a huge commute, but it would just be so much easier to just be together all the time.
Okay, are we going to be one-bedroom people or separate-bedroom people?
We're going to sleep in the same bedroom, but we're getting two-bedroom, and I'm fighting for that.
I don't want to get
two. Why are you shaking your head, Dan?
Two, it's twice the money.
Yeah, but
just so she can have an extra closet for all her clothes?
I need
or a place
a
to
closet.
Sleep when you snore?
Did we just have our first
I didn't realize
together? I might have.
I didn't realize you were both her lawyers.
We've talked about this a lot, actually, that we need two bedrooms. We've talked about it a lot. And he's been fighting me on it. And Nancy Breslin agrees with me. My mom agrees with me. Everybody's on my side.
Dan puts his foot down.
Well, I mean to say, if it's two of you contributing to the rent, then it would seem to me, Dan, that it wouldn't be that much. Two bedroom typically isn't twice the price. It's an additional what have you. But
what about decor?
I've lived in this apartment for like 2.5 years and I don't have a single picture on the wall. It looks like somebody just moved in yesterday.
So you don't care?
No.
You'll let her have carte blanche.
There's literally a couch and a TV in my apartment.
Okay, that's
if you took it out, it would look like Dexter's Kill Room.
Well, that's frightening.
So she will probably be doing most of the decor.
So that's exciting.
He told me that he wants a little bit of a say because he doesn't want me to go crazy. And he actually used the words, I don't want to live in a girl apartment.
I don't want to be swimming in pink. That's all.
Kaylee, do you want to be swimming in pink?
I think you should be swimming
in pink. No. You know what it is, Kennedy? He watched Baylen Out Loud.
Oh.
And she loves the color pink. So when her and her boyfriend moved in together, they like made the apartment pink and he like started getting nervous. And I was like, I'm not going to have the whole place pink.
She also has 75 decorative pillows on the bed. I'm not into that.
You're going to have to let that go,
all right,
buddy.
There's four.
Well, those pillows are just meant for decor. They go on the side of the room when you sleep and then you put them back. I mean, I have them. It's fine.
Kaylee, is there anything you think will bother you, like my habits or something, once we're together all the time?
can we do a different segment for that?
Absolutely. I will write that down in my notes and you can come back.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one. I don't know if we have enough time.
I'm just kidding. No. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I mean, like, we've already talked the cup graveyard.
Oh, well.
Dan leaves his cups everywhere.
I can't speak to that.
You leave Diet Coke cans everywhere. We're all guilty.
I throw them away.
Dan, we're
gonna move in.
Dan, back away from the mic, Dan.
All right, Kaylee, I'm very excited to move in with you.
I think we're here to announce we're not moving in together.
We love you, Kaylee. It was good to talk to you.
We're so happy for the both of you, hon.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right, bye,
baby.
She's the best.
All right, 617-655-1234.
What could go wrong?
That didn't go as well as I thought it was gonna.
How about?
I thought it went absolutely perfectly.
How about you call in and maybe give Dan or Kaylee a little piece of advice, a little tip about moving in for the first time together?
Yeah.
Or maybe just wish them well. I don't know. Show some support. Show some love.
Yeah.
Maybe something you've learned recently because you moved in with somebody. Like, oh, you got to do this, or be careful not to do that. Like, say you don't like the way she wants to decorate the house on the radio.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, we haven't even started decorating yet.
Okay.
He just said no pink. I don't hate that.
A moderate amount of pink is fine.
617-655-1234. You can call or text now if you would like to help Dan out as he and Kaylee announce they're moving in together. Congratulations, Dan.
Seriously. Thank you guys very much.
That's a very cool moment. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.